in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper, April 9th, 2025, episode 129. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen. You travel so far, I'm blessed to see you in between. Wow, really? That's what I get?
A poet, you're not. Is that AI? I can barely hear myself. You didn't even test my, there we go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just went right into the show because it's late.
Because that's, you're like.
I have to muster. Babe. 8:30, yeah. What am I doing? I'm laying on the couch in your lap. My head's by your lap and I'm laying there and we're watching
This is the last Wednesday night that this will happen.
Yeah, it's just because we just finished our walking.
We can go back to 5:30.
Well, guess what? CK Sad is coming in next Wednesday.
Cheers me first, babe. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. You sounded like, at least you have a glass this time. What do you have in your glass?
H2O.
It's
from our well.
It's so bad. I have gone back to Argelay, everybody.
You have depleted all the wine that.
Well, no, I haven't. There's
almost all the wine.
But I just got, I'm like. You know, it's nice that people send me wine. I'm just drinking it like table wine.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not wine too.
I'm not really appreciating it the way I should.
Yeah, no,
I was getting pretty spoiled, I have to
say. But you left some of the few bottles of the Italian wine we have, right?
No, of course. I'm not going to drink that.
You're drinking Argelay. That's right.
Argelay, baby. Yes. All the way.
Yes. All the way.
Hello, yes, darling.
Hello, baby. So yeah, CK Sad next Wednesday. And then the Wednesday after that, we have a wedding to go to on a Wednesday.
Yeah, so we can still do. Is the wedding all the way through the evening?
Yes, starts at 5:30. So we'll have to do the show early.
We can do the show early. Okay. Yes. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
The show interrupts everything.
Not really. I mean, it's an hour.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You're like, we could do it in a half hour.
No, like, no. I said, you can do as long as you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
People want you. They don't care about me. Believe me, this show is about you, not about me. Everybody loves your voice. Everybody loves your stories. It's Tina's God Shot. I am just the producer, remember.
You are.
And I produce and I get you in that seat and I turn it on and I record and I get you to talk. That's what a good producer does.
Okay.
All right.
You're not in my ear, though, giving me like prompts.
Hold on a second.
Okay, Tina, you can say something really nice to him now. Say something loving to him. He'll really love that. That's good. Okay, go ahead. Yes, keep smiling like that. That's right. Camera loves you, baby.
You have to really master the art of being able to listen to somebody in your ear. You and John were talking about it on the show. Mastering having somebody speak to you in your ear, and then you turn around and you spit out those words to the person that's sitting across from you or on the,
That's only with dumb news models, but where it gets really cool, like I've done lots of live shoots, and then you know the director will be telling you, okay, we got a minute left. Can you wrap up the guest? So while you're talking or while you're listening, but not really telling you what to say. If you're that bad, then why are you on television at all?
Yeah.
But there's a lot. I think a lot of the news models today, they are that bad. They're just there because whatever.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah. So they're just being told what to do.
Yeah. But you have talent. You see, you got talent. You got charisma.
Yes. And I have the administration spiritual gift.
Yes. We just learned this. You got called out for it too. That was fantastic.
And it was so funny when he called me out. I was thinking Annette. We covered the different spiritual gifts that people have. Like there's the spiritual gift.
About 10 of them.
Yes. Hospitality, administration, leadership.
Helps.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Helps. I thought it was helps because I volunteer. I over-volunteer myself. That is the problem. I have a problem with that.
Your super spiritual gift is definitely administration. You have helps tendency.
Yes.
you like to jump in, but it's not exactly your spiritual gift.
Yeah, exactly.
But you also have, you're just a nice person.
That's you the just problem. Want, I don't just, know how to say no. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's funny because you have no problem saying no to me for it's so many easy. Things. Do you just use up all your no's on me? Is that basically. What it is?
But you rarely ask me to do something and I say, no, I'm not going to do that. I rarely tell you no.
No, you just tell me other stuff. No, don't do that. Whatever.
I'm like,
you're
no, we're picking
that,
this
away.
Bar stool, not that one.
this is the fabric we want. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, so when Pastor Brian said, oh, Tina Curry has the administration spiritual gift, I was shocked because I was thinking Annette is way more in it than I am. I mean, I used to be like that, but now that I'm kind of semi-retired and just a professional volunteer.
You have, okay, this is...
Got lots of smoke here, boo.
Boo? Did you call me boo?
I called you boo.
It's not smoke.
It's vape it's, juice.
What did you just... You just cracked the mic. You
oh, I moved it. I moved it.
Okay, well, it sounded great.
So let's talk about...
Let's talk about what you've been doing, where you've been.
No, before that, let's talk about the morning that I was getting ready to leave. You were praying in the kitchen. I was sound asleep. And what happened?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got up early. I just woke up early. And I had been talking to Pastor Jimmy, I don't know, a day or two before. And he was telling me about, because I lent him my hearing aids. He has one ear is a little shot and he has tinnitus, which is the proper way to say it. Most people say tinnitus, but I'm just going to be that guy and say it's tinnitus.
How do you know that to be sure? I've never heard it say tinnitus.
First of all, it's spelled tinnitus.
No, there's a U in it, tinnitus.
No, there's no U in tinnitus.
Isn't it T-I-N-N-I-U?
No.
Hold on.
At the end, tinnitus at the end. It's double N. Okay. Every audiologist I've been to has told me it's tinnitus. So I think those people went to school and...
Tinnitus. Okay. Tinnitus. Okay.
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus. Okay. All right.
You ruined the story.
I'm sorry.
You ruined the story.
Sorry.
And so he said that he was praying for healing. Because these things, it's no one really knows where it comes from. Some say it's a...
I have a mild form of it. It went away for a while and then now it's...
Yeah,
gone.
And some people say it's like a hereditary thing or loud music.
Yeah.
I personally subscribe to somehow it's a piece of your brain that is functioning in a way that creates that. It doesn't really matter. It's annoying and you want it to go away. And so he was praying for that and he said, whenever I pray for it, it actually gets louder. And he says, so I know that's, he said, okay, way to go, enemy, way to go, devil, you're the part of tricks. So I didn't tell him, but I was just, I'm just going to pray for it. So I'm praying for, this is 5 in the morning, something like that. I'm praying specifically for his tinnitus. All of a sudden, all the fire alarms go off in the house. At 5
in the
morning.
Not the batteries beeping, the full-blown piercing fire alarm.
And normally... the system we have will go beep, beep, and it'll say smoke, and it'll tell you which room it's in, or it'll say carbon monoxide, it'll tell you what room it's in. No, this was just every single one of them went off throughout the whole house, and I'm immediately like, oh, this is nice. Said, not only is it going to freak out you, it's going to freak out Phoebe. And so I'm running over towards the bedroom door to hit the off button, and you open the door, and it just stops.
No, I remember. No, it didn't. I walked into the living room and I covered my ears.
Right.
I had to cover my ears. That's how loud it was.
But before I got to the smoke detector, before I could even touch it, it went off.
And here was the craziest thing for me. I let Phoebe out. I opened the door. She was still laying in her bed.
She was not freaked out.
She was not affected at all.
And we've seen her before when it went off. Well, she went crazy.
Well, when the battery goes out and it starts doing that weird chirping, beeping noise.
Yeah.
She does not like it. She wasn't affected at all.
This has never happened before. Sorry. This has never happened before.
It was every room in our house, whole system.
And it lasted all of like half a minute or something like that. Maybe
not
45,
even. Maybe 15 seconds.
And it ended.
And it's never done it again.
And I right away went, nice parlor trick, devil.
Yeah. Immediately you thought it was the enemy.
Right away. I'm like, what else could that be? What are you, okay, Very funny. You're not freaking me out. But it had everything to do with hearing, had everything to do with sound.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even make that connection.
Yes. Yes.
I did not even make that connection.
And it hasn't come back. It hasn't happened since. It never happened before. And it was specifically when I was praying about his tinnitus.
Wow.
Maybe it was like trying to tell me you pronounce it tinnitus. And devil went, hey, it's tinnitus. Beep, beep, beep. I don't know.
So I
wasn't that crazy?
It was absolutely wild.
I loved it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is effective. And then
I
texted Pastor Jimmy. I said, how's the tinnitus? He says, oddly, somewhat less today.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I told you while I was gone, I said, I want you to pray over every room in our house.
Oh, yeah.
And you did that, right?
Walked around with the Bible, said, Satan, if you're here, get out. You got no business here. Yeah. Goodbye. Get out. I didn't feel anything, though. I didn't feel anything was here.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think.
He's just in our smoke alarm.
He was. He's gone now.
That was freaky.
It was fantastic.
That was really weird.
It was. I thought it was like, wow, this is how it works, huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, you're not freaking me out with your smoke detector jokes at all. So, yes. And that was the day you were leaving.
Yes, I left again. Yes. I went to Florida. I went to see my girlfriend of 37 years, Teresa. We've talked about Teresa on the show many, many times. And
yes.
Travel woes again. That's what's getting ridiculous. Yeah, that's why I have the title of the newsletter. I'm just, I said, Adam, you need to make more podcasts because I need to fly private.
Maybe you just need to fly less.
I think that's the answer. Just fly less
and you won't be so annoyed by it when it happens.
I think
it happens
the
all the time. So, travel sucks. It's just what it is.
So Robert took me to the airport, and he's like, you know, there's a bad weather system north of Dallas, from Dallas or somewhere. And I'm like, oh no. So I got to Dallas, no problem. And then, oh yeah. What was it? 3 hour delay? Was it a 3 hour delay?
I thought it was more. I thought it was like 4 hours.
Sitting in the Dallas airport. I'm just like, oh
yeah.
So finally I finally got to Fort Myers about 9:30, close to 10. And I didn't really stay up that late.
No, you must've been wiped out.
I was so, so tired. And then it was the same way coming back. I was delayed at...
Well, it wasn't all that bad. You were more freaked out than the delay was bad.
I had a really big layover in Dallas, but we were late, hour and a half, leaving Fort Myers. And then we were delayed a half hour leaving Dallas. So
it all worked
out. It's just flying. It just sucks.
At least I've gotten you to, please let me have someone take you and pick you up so that when you come home and you're annoyed, you don't have to sit in the car for an hour and 15 minutes driving yourself.
And Robert, he was very intrigued by my fasting. He's like, tell me about the fasting. Because I said, oh, I'm fasting. I fasted.
Also. Who fasts on a travel day?
Who wants to eat airport food?
Yeah, but you're at altitude, you know.
I was just drinking water. I was so hydrated.
Okay, all right.
I was so high. He was very intrigued. He kept asking me all these questions, and I was telling him about my weighted vest, and he was just, you know, he's a marathon runner and a cyclist.
That explains
it. So he was very, very interesting.
So how is that all going? How are you doing with your weighted vest and your fasting and everything?
Good.
How you feel?
I feel great.
I can't see you.
I've lost too much weight. I weigh less than Sir Brian with an eye now.
No.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, and you know, he's like, you can't even see
Shall I
him.
Go to Whataburger and get your cheeseburger real quick?
No.
You don't look like you need a cheeseburger.
No. But No, it's going great. It's going great. I'm actually more hungry right now.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course I'm happy.
That's all that counts.
Yeah. I just don't want to lose any more weight. I'm fine where I am. But getting back to Florida. So I had a lovely, lovely time with Teresa. And it's just amazing at how our friendship has continued to evolve. And I talked about this on the last show that we talk a lot about God. You know,
we talk a lot about God.
I read a devotional every morning. She had a devotional book sitting on her coffee table, and I read it every morning. And we just talk about everything. And she said it perfectly. She said, it's just so comfortable. It is.
But it's been that way for all this time. You guys have always had this, right?
And I told her, I said, you're my sister. She's like a sister to me. So we had a great time. So Friday, what did we do? Gosh, I can't even remember. We walked and we went to Whole Foods and, I made dinner. It's funny. I made dinner. I didn't mind. So we made cod and then we went on a tiki boat.
Yeah.
So this tiki boat, I put it on my Instagram and it's round. It's round. It's like on a,
It's like a raft.
Like
it's
on more a pontoon.
Like, it's like a raft.
Like on a pontoon, but it's round and it actually has the tiki hut, like the thatched roof.
Yeah.
And so we were the only two on this tiki
boat. And was there alcohol on board?
You could bring whatever you wanted. Oh, of course, I brought water and she brought homemade cranberry juice and she brought an apple with peanut butter. We're like, we're here to party.
Woohoo! All right, everybody. So, it kind of reminded me, you know, if you ever read Huckleberry Finn, you ever read the book
Huck
Finn?
A long time ago.
That where he's on the raft with Jim and they're going down the river. It kind of, except for the thatched roof part, it's like, that's kind of what I imagine their raft
yeah,
looked
but we're like.
Kind of a house.
Yeah.
You know, a little house on a pontoon.
But it's got a boat motor, you know.
Well, yeah, no, that's handy. That's very handy.
So, but yeah.
Did you go out far? Because that thing didn't look very seaworthy
to me.
Well,
we got to kind of the edge of where it was really choppy. And I asked him twice, I go, you're not going out there, are you? He's like, no, we can't go out there.
Okay.
But we were like inland and yeah, I mean, it was pretty wide. And
so you weren't in the sea, you were on the inland part.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
You know, because I'm checking it out, like, how far are the sides in case this thing tips over? And so, anyway.
Were there life rafts on board?
I saw something like up in the tiki thing. I was just like,
if this thing goes, you're going up to heaven. You're done.
Yeah, because I'll just drown. You know me. I'll panic and I'm done. I will. I'll panic because I truly believe I can't tread water.
Yes, you can.
I cannot tread water. I just sink. I sink. I really do.
I've seen you in the pool. You're just fine.
I'm always standing in the pool.
You're fine.
I'm never floating. I've always have a flotation device.
That's why we have the best pool ever. You can't drown in our pool.
So, but anyway, what was really cool. So he dropped us off at a beach. And so we got to walk the beach a little bit and we saw an injured pelican.
Oh,
it was
no.
just like, oh, and this no. couple was watching, like it was three people, I guess they were watching it. And Kyle, the tiki boat, captain,
yes,
came along and they said, oh, he's injured. And I said, how do you know he's injured? And they said, well, they don't do that. They don't just stay there like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually picked up the pelican and they took it to a rescue place.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
So we just walked the beach a little bit and he took some pictures of us and, you know, we just had a good time. And then
did he say, okay, girls pose?
No. He's a young guy too. He's really nice. We're asking
That's what
him,
I mean.
Like, we're asking about like his love life. Does he have a girlfriend? You know, we're just drilling him.
Okay.
These two older women, you know.
Hey, so, tell us about your love life.
So then all of a sudden
Kyle.
We see fins out of the water. There were dolphins like 10 feet, 15 feet in from the shore.
Oh, really? So they were inland. They were,
yes.
Wow.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's
there
very
was, there
peculiar.
Was a mama and a baby. And
oh,
then there was another one.
Fantastic.
And so they were so close. And when we got into the boat, the dolphins actually gave us a show. They were feeding and he was coming up out of the water mm-hmm. and chasing after this fish. And he told us that the dolphins, when they're in shallow water like that, they turn on their sides because mm-hmm. of their fins, because
mm-hmm.
their fins would be out of the water. So then they're going this way.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. And so for people can't see my hand.
Yeah, you're flapping. Your
I'm
hand
flapping
is
my
flapping
hand
in the
like
wind.
Horizontally. It was amazing. I mean, it was probably an hour of a dolphin show watching this dolphin chase these fish.
It was just one dolphin?
There was two. There was actually
two and
three.
The baby. And the baby.
And the mom and the baby went somewhere. Mm-hmm. And this one was just, he was feeding. I mean, and Kyle, the boat captain said, people come out here, they go on these boats and they wait hours for
this
show.
To see this show.
And it just happened to be like right there.
Oh, praise God.
And of course they had, they had a stereo on, so I played DJ. So Teresa picked a song. He picked a song.
You did the Sonos DJ.
I did the Sonos DJ.
Yeah,
that's
a pretty cool fun.
Yeah,
a
we were
cool
playing
thing
some
do.
Really cool tunes.
Nice.
So like Lynyrd
nice.
Skynyrd and
you were going that direction.
Oh, that's Teresa. Teresa loves Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You are rock chicks, man. Chicago rock chicks. Midwest rock chicks.
I played Red Hot Chili Peppers and we played Chris Stapleton. We had some good tunes going. We were out there for 2.5 hours. It was really fun. It was really, really fun. It was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Have
to be
you ever
on the water.
Swam with the dolphins?
Yes, in Mexico.
Isn't that fun?
It's a little creepy.
Oh, you didn't like it? Okay.
The dolphins are very.
Did
like,
they push you out of the water?
Yes.
One under each.
They're
foot?
Very amorous. Yeah. You know, you have to be careful with them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I did a documentary. Well, I did this documentary that was. I'm gonna say it was the Bahamas for some reason, and I went swimming with Jake and the Fat Man.
Oh goodness gracious!
And then later we were petting them. And
one got a little aroused.
Yeah, we're like, What, that thing's got a knee. What is that? Oh, holy moly. These dolphins. They're love fish. They are love fish for sure. Yeah. Yes, they are. Yeah, you got to be careful. They get a little excited.
Yes, yeah. So that was kind of cool to watch that, you know, to because I've never seen them like in their own habitat going fishing. It was really cool.
Nice.
And so then that was Friday. And then Saturday, we just went shopping and, you know, we just hung around. But we stopped at we went walking on a trail and a boardwalk, which was really pretty. And then we stopped by her neighbor's house. And in this tree, like across the street from her neighbor's house, were two eagles.
Eagles.
They had a nest. One had a nest up there. And I took a picture. And zoomed in. Because Teresa told me, she's like, yeah, there's eagles there. I go, eagles? Really? Eagles. She's sure like, yeah. I'm like, really? In Florida, eagles? And she's like, yeah. And so we stopped there. And sure enough. So they had
eagles or gold eagles?
Well, they had the white heads.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's a bald eagle, right?
Yeah.
And they were way up high in this tree and they had a nest and the mama must have flew in and got on the nest. And then you could see that the dad flew there too. I guess it's the dad.
God gave you guys a show. What man. About That's that? That's really fantastic. I mean,
we were like water, sand, dolphins, bald eagles, trails.
All you missed was me.
Shopping.
Not really. Shopping. You had shopping. Okay.
It was really fun. And then Sunday morning we got up and, we went to the gym and then we went to the park. Or did we go to the park first? I can't remember. We went to the park and we watched the bridge service at 9 a.m.
Did you see my arms?
You can't miss your arms.
Because I'm standing next to Annette on one chair over, so I'm right in the shot, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't miss your arms. So
people are like, Where's Tina? Everyone like, where's Tina? Where's your better half? Where's Tina?
Aw, I just say sweet.
She abandoned me.
She abandoned me.
She doesn't care about me. She left me. Left me alone. Yeah.
I did leave you alone.
Well, so Phoebe and I, we just stayed home.
I'm not done.
I'm just giving you the up until Sunday. I know you're not done. So you were gone and you left on a Thursday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I did the show and I was done with the show.
Yeah, Whataburger.
I went to Whataburger.
Yes.
Took Phoebe through Whataburger. Hey, let's go to Whataburger, girl. Come on. She loves it. By the time we're in the row and the line at Whataburger, she's not even has her head out the window. She's like, okay, all right, I'm not going to get any of this.
She doesn't get all excited smelling the fast food that comes in your car?
No, she doesn't care at all.
Oh, huh.
No, she's fine. And then every single night, we watched Formula One, Need for Speed.
Oh, that's what you do. You usually watch car shows.
We watched the Formula One. Yeah.
Did you text with my daughter while you were watching this? Because you know she's a huge Formula One fan.
I didn't. No.
She would totally know what you're talking about.
I know if I start texting with her, she's like, "We got to go to the Austin Grand Prix." And I'm like, I didn't want to deal with that because it's on a Sunday. It's a problem.
I know.
But you know, Max Verstappen. He's the Dutch guy. He's still the number one driver in the world.
She knows who he is. It's cool. I know, quite fascinating.
But I know him from when he was still in open Formula. Oh. I know this kid.
You know him
kid.
Personally?
I know his dad.
Oh,
yes.
You do?
Yeah, I know them both.
Okay.
Yeah, they were like,
I believe you.
There's no reason not to believe me. I know Madonna.
Oh, whatever. I know Adam Curry. Who else do I know? I know Joe Rogan.
Yes, you do. You do.
I met him once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Well, it sounds like you had a very relaxing weekend. You worked a lot.
I worked crazy.
Yes.
I was doing Godcaster stuff, just, you know, it's like
Godcaster takes most of your time now.
What it looks like. But in between, I'm doing No Agenda stuff. I mean, I'm doing everything simultaneously interwoven. God has me very busy.
Yes, he does.
He has me very, very busy.
He has you very, very
and
busy.
I'm blessed that I get to do it.
Yes.
But man, he has me busy. Yes. He has me busy. Yes. Yeah.
I'm glad that you're eating well, at least. You're eating well and you're getting your walks in still.
Yes.
But all right, so then
Sunday, I'm sorry to interrupt your flow of your travel diary.
So then we ended up driving up to down to Naples. I always thought Fort Myers was south of Naples, but it's north of Naples. And so we went down there because I said, let's go to lunch. And so we went to this little restaurant that was on the water and then we hit downtown. And I don't know. It was okay. But not a lot of shopping. Lots of, I mean, there must have been a million Italian restaurants in the downtown strip on Fifth Street or Fifth Avenue.
I don't think I've ever been to Naples in my
life. It's really pretty. It reminds me of Boca Raton. It's very, it's quite swanky. It's quite swanky. So, but I just had a lovely time with her. I mean, it was just easy. It was, everything was easy. And I mean, I've stayed, I think it was there. This is my fourth time there. So, and then we went up to meet her little neighbor, Doris, who's 96 years old. And Doris, she was such a delight. She told us about how after her husband passed that she hooked up some with the guy.
Wait, how old was she when
she was in her 80s?
Go, Doris.
I guess she asked Teresa at one time. She asked Teresa, she goes, hey, do you know any guys? I love it.
Any dudes?
She's pretty good for 96.
That's awesome.
And Teresa just adores her. She adores
Teresa.
I can
understand. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. So it was a good trip. It was a good trip. I was glad to come home to my husband.
Yes, and of course I was playing a travel agent on the spot.
You were.
And you're like, okay, I have a delay. You're like, oh, I got a delay. That is what the text sounded like to me. And I
wasn't
think,
really that bad. I mean, I wasn't. I'm much calmer now that God's in
my
life.
But you were annoyed by
now that Jesus Christ dwells within me. I'm way calmer.
I didn't tell you, but there was absolutely no flight from Dallas after the one, and you would have had to stay in Dallas.
I would have rented a car and driven home.
I'm sure you would have.
Yep.
But I had the exact time calculated that you had to transfer between flights.
I know,
and
you're
everything.
So good. That's because you're a pilot.
Well, it has nothing to do with that. I just want to help you. I just want you to feel good. And so, on Saturday.
Yes.
You had errands for me. You had a couple post-it notes, and or only one, actually, kind of disappointing. Like, and you put everything on one post-it note. I want three post-it notes for three things.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
What was it? I told you to take the box to UPS.
It was Eric. It was the UPS and get the mailbox from the mail. And I did more than that. I did all kinds of stuff.
I know.
And,
no flowers, though. It's okay.
I had music and a candle,
you
though.
You did.
Okay. Do I get some
and
points?
You had a steak in the refrigerator in case I was hungry.
Yes, I did. Yep. A cooked steak.
100%.
Yeah, 100
points.
100%.
100%.
So it was Saturday. I'm like, I don't feel like cooking. I just feel like one of those, Chinese
Panda Express.
Panda. I feel just want. I just
like
want,
that you get at the airport of which food I refuse to eat.
Yes, I wanted a Panda Express sweet and sour chicken. I knew that, and I was pretty sure it was a Panda Express near the UPS store. I don't know why I thought that, and so which is on the outskirts of town because we don't allow any box stores in town. Are you? Am I boring you?
Or? No, it's just late. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead, Kara. And so I'm driving around there, and the Starbucks is there, and all the and. Like, I thought there was a Panda Express here. I must be crazy. So I put in the navigator, Panda Express, Fredericksburg. Okay. Yeah, Panda Express or Panda Chinese Restaurant this way, off Elk Street. I'm like, that's funny. Elk Street, that's in town. You can't have a Panda Express in town. So I roll up, and it says Panda Chinese Restaurant. I walk in. I'm like, this is not a Panda Express. It's a proper Chinese restaurant with... You know, with tables and table service, and everyone's really nice, and it has an atmosphere. And I say, I thought this was a Panda Express. Believe me, they've heard this a million times because they came back with, this is locally owned restaurant, 14 years. I'm like, okay, all right, chill. All right, Win Who? It's good.
Win Who? Win Who?
It was fantastic.
Well, I know because you texted me and you go, there are real Asian people that work there.
They were super Chinese and everything, right? All the details. I got my Sapporo beer in a chilled glass. I'm like, this is a hidden gem. And it was not crap. It was good Chinese food.
Well,
We have to go.
Is there anything I can eat there?
It's Chinese food.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's filled with MSG, isn't it?
No, there was no MSG.
How do you know?
Because I said, is it MSG? No, it's locally owned restaurant. There's no MSG. This is my racist voice. I hope everyone's real proud of me. But they have kind of a Texas twang to it. It's locally owned restaurant, y'all. Wow. Every Asian now hates me.
That's pretty good. But you were so excited about it because you texted. You're like, the sweet and sour chicken was fantastic.
Yeah, and egg roll.
Did you have dessert? You have an almond cookie?
No. They gave a fortune cookie, but I didn't eat the fortune.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't read the fortune either. I'm not into that anymore. My fortune is with God.
Yes, I don't need to
read a fortune cookie to know what's going to happen. Because I know where I'm going eventually.
Fortune cookies are not good. I don't care.
No, they don't taste good.
They don't taste good
at
all.
No, they don't taste good.
And those almond cookies are not good either. I don't know.
Didn't give me any almond cookies. But it was real. I was so delighted with the experience. I really was.
I could tell.
Perfect experience.
I could tell. Yeah. And you sounds like you had a plentiful meal.
Oh, yeah. No, I stuffed myself. It was
great.
What
did you have to begin with?
Egg rolls? Calamari.
Oh, calamari.
And egg roll and soup, the miso soup.
Yeah.
Oh, I had the full deal. Of course, I didn't eat lunch. I never eat lunch anymore.
You don't eat lunch anymore.
Lunch is overrated.
So you don't get hungry?
No.
No, you're like, I need a piece of cheese.
Well, sometimes I have a little piece of cheese. Yeah. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then you came home, and then I think I'd have to
go. No, Sunday you grilled out.
Yeah. Then you came home Monday, and then, Tuesday I had to go to Austin.
Yeah.
Which was actually completely delightful.
Okay, but before you
get there.
You go
ahead. You tell, and I'm just the producer. Go ahead.
Okay.
But go ahead, Kara.
So you go, all right, I'm done. I'm done. No more flip phone. I went, what? That's why you are not cool anymore. I went, wait, what? What happened?
Yeah.
What? Why don't you share why you're no longer cool anymore? Because you said you were the coolest person because you had your flip phone.
Well, it's because the flip phone has very little. I don't need to do more than text, really. And the flip phone has very little space to read what you're
typing. I told you. It's 1 inch by 1 inch.
And so there's so many mistakes that came in, it became comical. Now,
well, was it? Did it become embarrassing?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. And Dutch words would show up, and Pastor Jimmy would just like send me eyes emoji, like I don't know what did you just say? But I was texting Steve Maxwell, and it said okay, Steven, and then instead of Colby, it said Kobe, like Kobe Bryant. I'm like, oh my God, that was the drop. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I have to go. But so I'm still using my crippled graphene OS on
Pixel.
You've
lost your coolness now.
Well,
you can't throw it on the table.
The Light Phone 3 is coming.
Oh,
I ordered that a year ago, and it just happens to be that it shipped, so we'll see.
And so what did I say when you said, I'm back to my graphene iOS?
No, I think you just pointed at me and laughed.
No, I said, will you promise me that you will not be on your phone when we go to bed? Because that was the beautiful thing about the flip phone. We'd go to bed. Well, but prior to that, we would go to bed and you'd be on your phone and that blue light was shining in my eyes. And I think that's what caused my sleep problems.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, but you see, the discipline stayed. I don't need to be on my phone.
I know.
I enjoy just putting the phone down, going to
sleep. And going right to sleep. Yeah.
That discipline has changed.
Yes.
And I don't mind. I have the discipline. I have the discipline. Of course, if you can text more people text back. That's just like the rule. If you answer emails, people answer them again. So there's a little bit more of that. But in the situation I'm in right now, I need to be able to respond with some dignity to people.
Yes.
And so speaking of Asians, so I did this thing on... because I got a lot of text messages from Asians.
Oh.
Because I went to this thing, I went to speak at the Arena Hall with Rob Stephens. He's a member there. And
these are friends of ours that live in Austin.
We've talked about
Tiffany
them,
and
I
Rob,
think.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the former Hollywood executive. And he's a member of this club. And this is where you actually went to see the...
I went to the Mini Health Summit where all the beautiful people were.
That was there
yes.
at that mm-hmm. place. And so there's maybe 30, 35 people all... basically refugees from Hollywood and even New York. They're either in technology, finance, or entertainment. And it was just, it was like just a fireside chat. And I could tell that people were enjoying it, had a good time. And so what was crazy, and these are conservative people.
It's crazy that they're conservative in Austin.
That's why there's only 35 of them in the club. Okay.
There was predominantly conservative people when I was there.
Yeah. And at least three people came up to me and said, because, I was talking about my faith journey. It's always interwoven. It's just who I am. I just talk about it. And three people come up and said, thank you for talking about that. I've really been struggling a little bit. I've been feeling that
that's so cool.
I need to get back into it. And
that's so cool.
Like big men with tattoos and mustaches. Wow. I mean, interesting people. I said, hey, brother, it's my number. Text me anytime. And go ahead.
No, the guy, didn't you say at the beginning of the interview, the one guy, one of the founders of the arena asked you a question?
Yes. No, he came up, Evan is kind of like a, hey, everybody, kind of like a Hollywood tech, snappy, fast guy.
Yeah.
And he said, wow, so what really drove you to do all this? And I looked at him in his eye, I said, God. And his whole posture changed within 3 seconds.
Mm.
And he's a believer, but mm-hmm. he was keeping that kind of underneath this veneer of blah, 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 I'm the fast talking.
Yes.
And he completely softened up because I just looked at him and said, God told me to uh-huh. do this. Uh-huh. God made me do this. And it changed everything. That was even before we sat down to do this talk.
So okay.
It was when I just met him before, you know, like 20 minutes before we went on.
Okay.
But then afterwards, and there was this huge guy, Marine, and they're doing a documentary about him. And he had found his faith after severe opioid addiction. A lot of vets go through this.
Yes.
And, you know, he turned into a super successful marathon runner and just all these different God talks. But what was so interesting is that before I texted my boyfriend, Pastor Jimmy, like, I'm going to Austin and I'm doing this thing. He said, well, what is it? So I send him the link and he says, wow, that kind of looks like a church,
uh-huh.
what they're doing there. And so when we sat down and started off, Rob said, you know, Adam texted his pastor and his pastor that looks like a church. You could hear people go, yeah.
Oh, really? So I didn't realize he repeated that.
So the whole thing was just had a veneer of God over it. It was fantastic. Now speaking of Asians. So but they come up to me like, I'm going to text you. I'll just remind you. I'm the tall Asian guy. Okay. Right. All right. Or I'm the Indian guy. That's like it was great.
That's how they're describing themselves.
Totally.
Because his name wasn't like,
no, Ravi was his name. That helped.
Ravi. Yeah. Wait, Ravi was the Asian guy?
No, Ravi was the Indian guy.
Oh, and the Asian guy was,
Tan Chung. Anyway. Don't be racist about their last names. That's so unbecoming. But he invited us to one of his exclusive sushi. He says, do you like sushi? I said, if there's one thing that we miss in Fredericksburg sushi, well, he says, I do these special like 12 or 15 or 14 people at the Michelin star sushi restaurant in Austin. I'm like, you can count us in. He already texted me.
He did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh yeah. No, we're in. We're in like Flynn, baby. We're going to the sushi party.
Awesome. Awesome.
Anyway, it was, you know these things like you say, yes, I'll do it. Of course I'm going to do that for Rob. Rob asked me, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, what have I said yes to? What is this going to be?
Because you didn't know.
No.
Yeah.
And it was, I know I came home and I was like, that was totally enjoyable.
I know.
I had a good time.
You said it multiple times that you had a really, really good, and I was going to go, but I was wiped out from
Tiffany
traveling.
Tiffany was disappointed, but she understood.
Yeah. I'm going to see her at the end of the month.
It was the whole thing was amazing, particularly because all these God conversations come up like, what is going on? I'm ministering to people.
Yes.
And I'm telling these guys, yes, hey, man, you got questions? Here's what I read. Text me anytime.
Yes.
And they're texting me like with questions.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll answer to the best of my ability, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was nice.
I'm so glad you went out there.
Me too.
And I'm super happy. I don't know if we ever talked about how I met Tiffany, but I was working at J. Crew and it was during COVID. And she came in and I sold her a couple cashmere sweaters and she said she had just moved from New York. And I said, I remember saying, what do you think about Andrew Cuomo? And then that opened the door.
you opened the COVID, COVID handshake.
Yes, that opened the door. And then we became friends and we didn't know that her husband used to be, was he co-president or president of Marvel?
Yeah. No, he was definitely still president of Marvel then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we didn't even know that. And so I got together with her a couple times and we got together as couples and we've been friends ever since. But that was like 4 years ago.
If you stay at each other's house, you're friends.
Yeah.
For sure.
They're delightful. They're absolutely delightful.
They're very nice. So And then I just been working.
But while you were gone, so Adam's got this Pit Boss pellet grill, and so I've only cooked on it.
It starts in bed in the morning.
Oh yeah.
And now I've explained this several times.
I do this to you all the time. I talk about complex things. I know I was talking about the taxes this morning. I need
first
you.
First thing, like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I think I said, babe, there's a couple things I do. I do the taxes. Don't worry about it. I got this. You just fill this out, put this number on it, send that off. You don't need to do anything else. It's all good. I was completely calm. I was calm generally. Then you got a little testy with me about the grill.
Oh no, because you were not being nice.
I have explained the grill several times.
Twice.
That's several. Once is once. Two is several.
No, it's not. What it's is a several? A couple.
Okay, agreed. That's a couple.
I did it once,
mind you.
It's not Weber grill.
I still have my mouth guard in bed.
It's sexy, by the way, especially the spit kind of like
so funny.
Oh, hey!
By the way, you still had your frownies on.
Oh, that's right.
And you had your eye patch.
My eye patch.
Yeah, whatever you wear.
I was pirate in bed.
Your eye patch. I'm amazed you don't have like a helmet on when you go to bed, like just to make sure everything's good.
So I know I have socks on.
You got socks on. I mean, who is next to me? What is this, a person? So anyway,
they already snagged you.
And that's the truth. And there it is. Gentlemen, there it is. I already snagged you. The frownies go on. The patch
goes
on. I'm doing
it for you, babe.
You're doing nothing for me.
I have my eye mask on that Ashley Slater gave me because it helps hold my frownies in place.
See, I knew it wasn't because of the light because I don't use my phone. So it was just... anyway, forget the frownies.
Anyway, so when you come in at night, you always bring me chapstick.
Oh, that's
I got my night mask on, and I'm just like putting my arm out, like give me the. I know I'm
it's
so sexy.
It's not like you could buy your own chapstick. I have chapstick. I have an extra new chapstick.
I'm so sexy.
It doesn't
too.
Matter. Like, give me the chapstick. I need my socks. Do people even know what a frownie is? You better explain the frownie. It's basically a big Band-Aid on her forehead because there's some notion that her forehead will wrinkle in the morning
that's
or something.
That's not it. So
for then? Because you have a look of surprise on your face when you have that thing on. I'm like, was there something else, babe? Did you have a question?
Well, okay. So
if you have a wife who has a frownie, mail me. I bet you there's zero emails come in. No one uses these things.
Brandy uses frownies.
She does? That's where you got it from. Brandy?
No.
Is Brandy the frowny instigator?
Brandy doesn't wear them at night, though. What it basically
Where does she wear them during the day? Just around the house? Now, that would be a deal breaker for me. Like, you cannot wear that during the day. At night, when it's dark and I can't see
what
very well.
What if I get bangs? It'll hide it.
Look. The bangs can't be much worse than those pants you think are modern. I don't care what you say. They're too short and they're like ragamuffin, like Raggedy Andy pants.
I know. That's a good show title. Raggedy Andy pants. And now I had a pair on tonight too. She goes, Jimmy doesn't like these.
No, of course not. He's a man with some sense of fashion.
No. That's the problem. You guys don't have a sense of fashion.
I lived in the world of fashion. I've been to fashion shows. This is just psyop. The magazines go, hey, let's see what we can sell these stupid women now.
Stupid.
Watch this.
Are you calling us? Take that back.
I take it back. Watch what we can sell these gullible women now. Check this out. These pants. They'll love
it. They look cute. Anyway, getting back to the frownies. The frownies.
They look cute.
Put a
just like the pants.
I put a patch on my forehead because when I lay on my side, everything pushes. I wake up with this huge dent in my forehead that lasts half the day.
Is this like Death Becomes Her? Are you Glenn Close or something?
It's a dent.
Does Bruce Willis have to come in and de-dent you in the morning?
It's a dent. So the frownies help keep things flat.
Okay.
That's what the frownies. Anyway. We wake up in the morning. I start talking about the grill because I knew you were going to Austin. I have to cook. I was going to grill out some burgers and I have to get all my protein in because I'm like on this protein kick. So I asked you, now tell me about, it's a pellet grill. It's not a Weber where you push the button and the flame comes
out. You literally press the button and
but the you got to open the sear. You got to open the lid. You got to open the sear plate. Then once it heats up, I got to wait for the smoke to come out of it.
Oh, wow. How many steps do we have? Three?
But it takes time. And then when the smoke comes out, you got to go close the lid, close the sear plate.
Right.
And then put the burgers on.
Right. And so then I explained it. You read it back to me. And then 2.7 seconds later, so what do I do again?
That wasn't how it went. I go, wait, what's the purpose of the sear plate? Why do you have to open it? And why do you have to close it? That's what I was. And then you got testy. You're like, don't you understand? I've explained it to you two times already.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I don't think I said that.
It's not the Weber grill. Cut me some slack here, buddy.
And all you want to do was burgers. Just throw it in the pan.
I'm not panning the burgers. No.
Anyway, you did it.
I did it. But
you lit the house on fire. Burgers are about the hardest thing. I didn't want to say, by the way, fire may ensue because there's so much fat on these things that, you know, they just catch fire at a certain point.
Because I said to you, well, we almost had a casualty. I had a little bit of a 3-alarm fire.
Almost burned my frownies off my head. Actually protected your forehead from scorching.
I don't wear the frownies during the day.
That's what you say. I don't know what you do when I'm gone. You're probably walking around with your socks and your chapstick and your short pants and your frownies and your eye patch. Hey. Hoping no one rings the doorbell.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. All right.
But anyway, I'm proud of you because you did it.
I did it. I had a little bit of a fire and I'm like, what do I do with this? Like, what do I do? I'm trying to move the burger because I'm like, this is going to be char broiled if I don't move this burger. And it starts to break up. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm not sure what to do with this fire. So I just close the lid. I'm like, if I close the lid, that's less oxygen that puts out the fire, right?
That is a very good idea. And it put it out?
It did.
Eventually.
And they ended up being pretty good.
I had the burgers.
So now I can do it.
You're very good, babe.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Sorry that I was grilling you at the morning. With your mouth guard in. So sexy, by the way. Like my frownies. We're quite the couple.
I literally...
See, folks, it's not all glamour around
at
here.
At night, when we're in bed, I literally wait until we're done talking. Because we love talking at night before we go to sleep.
Yeah, we always talk.
You know, because at least you have your back towards me. I don't have to look at the frowny and the eye patch and all that stuff.
We're spooning.
And you have to put the pillow between your legs so I can get on the back of your motorcycle seat.
Yes.
But I will wait until we're done talking.
Yes.
Then I put the mouth guard in.
Yes, and then I'll ask you another question. And
then always.
Then you have to take it out. Yeah.
I'm protecting this investment. That's what that's about. I'm protecting the investment.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed our life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So big night on Friday night here at the Curry House.
Yes, this is very exciting.
We are having live worship music at our house.
Yeah.
We have about 30 people coming and we are just beyond excited.
It's gonna be very cool. Are we gonna video this now? We're just gonna worship.
No, we're just gonna worship.
Yeah.
So I had to borrow some chairs. We're gonna have to move a little bit of furniture around. I toyed with the idea of doing it outside, but because the back of our house faces west, I think it'll get really warm.
It might be a little too hot. Yeah.
But people are bringing appetizers, so
it's going to be super duper.
It's going to be lovely, lovely. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever hosted this many people in our house.
Nope.
Yeah.
Where are they going to park?
Not my problem.
They'll
park in the driveway and in the cul-de-sac too.
Yeah.
And they'll have to walk up the long driveway.
With all the weeds, tripping over the weeds.
Hey, a lot of them are dead, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them are dead. Yeah, but I'm really excited. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful night.
It is going to be
fun. Yeah.
And then, you leave on Saturday.
I do.
You're gone.
I know. Put
you're
a gun to
again.
My head.
Oh, you're gone again. Oh. Yeah, so Phoebe and I will have a good time doing Godcaster programming and watching more Formula One. We only have three episodes left.
You leave on Monday for Holland, so you don't
have. Yeah, but Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saturday. Saturday. Oh, and then you work Sunday and then you leave Monday. You know where your passport is, right?
Yes. In the documents, special documents folder.
Yes. No, it's in the first drawer of the file cabinet.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah. And so we're going to be like two ships passing in the night.
We're not even going to pass each other.
No,
babe.
I know.
So I won't see you for a whole week.
I know. Yeah. Party over here.
Yeah. And I'll have to pack my own suitcase. How about that?
Oh, how about that?
What am I going to do? I don't have the magic packing suitcase.
I know.
I think I can handle it.
I think you can. Yeah, yes, you did it for quite some time when you were single and bachelorette and flying all over the world with all your girlfriends.
Okay, everybody, it's time.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Notice how I never say anything disparaging about your
single. I didn't have to go on the breakup tour. That's you, and you proudly tell that story.
And it's time for
Tina's God Shot.
It's a long, long time
ago. I know, babe. We're going on 10 years.
Here's your God Shot, baby.
Okay. Of course, coming off of my treasured girlfriend time weekend, it was only appropriate for me to find a scripture that spoke to that. So it's Romans 12, verse 9 and 10. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. And I chose that because that is how I feel about Teresa and a lot of people in my life. But coming off of that weekend, and it's so true, we have such genuine affection and love for each other. And we can talk about anything, anything. And I love that our conversations are so God-centered. I love that, you know, because when we met, we were single and we were hitting the bars and
the Terror Twins
night.
Of Chicago.
TNT. Mm-hmm. TNT.
That's what they called us.
TNT.
Really?
Yes, you didn't know that?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
I'm sure Teresa told you that sometimes.
Literally, the bouncers would be like, hey, TNT.
No, everybody
are here.
At the bank because we hung out together. And I'll never forget when we were.
That's great.
We were in the.
TNT.
I was on the second floor in the commercial banking women's bathroom, and I had mentioned Teresa was in there, and I had mentioned, yeah, I'm getting a divorce. This was when I was divorcing my first husband. And
you had to count, didn't you? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. And she said, you are. She's like, let's go out. And that's how it started. Because we knew each other from the bank. But now that I was kind of available, so we just started hanging out. And I look at the journey of our friendship. And I was in her wedding. We had gone on trips, a lot of trips together. We had lived life together. We kind of lost a little bit of touch after I had Elise and then when I moved to Florida.
Sure.
But she was always so good about staying in touch. And then,
those are the best friendships when you can pick it right up.
And so that's why fantastic. When you know, when I read the scripture about what God says, just don't just pretend to love others, really love them. I really love her.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's beautiful.
She's such a treasure in my life.
I love
such
Teresa too.
I know. Yeah. I know you do.
When she puts the lid down.
Yeah.
Sorry. And when she doesn't sit on my place.
Oh, she always sits at your place.
She can sit on my place anytime. Yes. That's good, babe.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Just beautiful. Now, wait for this. Wait until you hear all this. What's going on?
Now it's time to hear from the Cokesuckers.
Let's hear from them now.
We got to hear from those Cokesuckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cokesuckers.
So we are value for value. People kind of understand it by now. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, you need to do that. Not often are you able to receive a weekly newsletter from an actual newsletter writing professional, which is what my wife is. And she does a great job with it. I mean, it's good. It is a good newsletter. It's short to the point. It won't bore you. You'll get a chuckle out of it. And it'll remind you to listen to the show. And so we give you that. We give you the show, all of that, just the value we give you. If you want to send us anything back, a note, an email, a PayPal, something through the value for value, the Fountain Wallet that we love that as well, the P.O. Box. And I don't think have we ever had an Insta Salmon Yay?
Was it the OG Salmon Yay?
Was he an Insta Salmon Yay?
I want to say he was.
Then this would be the second one. I have no note from him, but all of a sudden, out of the blue, in pops $500 from Robert Lucadello. I think the second, I think is what it says.
Yes, I see that.
And I have no note.
I don't have a note either.
Well, and I don't think we've ever heard from him before.
So he needs to be decanted.
You've been decanted.
Hubbard, thank you so much.
Wow.
Please send us a note so we know what's going on.
Well,
send
us a note. And of course, I need your address because
you get the Samonier sippy cups?
No, wine glasses and that's okay. sippy cups.
Yeah. And
the coasters.
And the Samonier coasters.
Robert, thank you so much.
Really awesome.
But yes, tell us. I want to know how long you've been listening to our show. Please share.
And thank you so much.
Yes.
And then coming in out of the right-hand corner with $50, Dame Christina Pearl shows up all of a sudden.
Well, there's a correction. It's from Dame Christina Pearl and her husband, Charlie.
Oh.
She said Charlie is a big listener of...
He wasn't a listener, though, first, was he? Has he always been a listener?
I don't know when he started. But she said he listens to the show. He loves the show.
Aww.
He loves listening to your show. She sent me a text. She said, I sent a donation for the show based on the newsletter. It sounds like you'll both need travel karma, or as you Jesus freaks like to say, travel favor.
That's true.
It is travel
favor.
I love Christina.
Yes, me too. She's great.
And flight attendants don't get paid until we push back from the gate. That's why we sometimes have a scowl on our face.
That's a jip.
I understand because the two on the plane coming from Dallas.
Sour pusses.
They were rude. They were just rude.
That is not, if old Herb were still alive, that is not the culture of Southwest. They don't even make jokes anymore when they do the announcement. I'm sure Christina Pearl hated that anyway. I loved the jokes. I thought it was part of the appeal of Southwest. I loved it. I'm sorry the bean count just came in and ruined your airline. I really am.
Yeah.
That was a great airline. It's still a good airline. The people are good. But if they're sourpuss, you should report them. You should write them up.
Well, I looked for her name tag. I'm like, what is your name?
She had it covered.
I'm going to ask Christina if she works with you.
You're in trouble.
What's your
now?
Name? She conveniently didn't have one. Maybe they don't wear their name
Flight
badge
3220
anymore.
From Dallas to San Antonio.
Two scowling women.
No, that's no good.
Yeah. I'm like, you just don't like your uniform.
Bad day at the office.
Yes.
I understand bad day at the office.
Yes.
Well, anyway.
But thank you, Christina and Charlie. What was that?
That's a Striper donation from Pastor Jimmy Pruitt, who pops in with he had to replenish his wallet, so he came in with two boosts, and he says, another great episode. I'm doing a week boost because, well, Adam knows, it's a technical thing, so he sent in two, but this is the first one he sent in. We get to do this together. Trash car. Yes, Tina, we have felt your pain with budget.
Yes, never again.
And he says, have an amazing day on purpose, as Pastor Jimmy always says. If you listen to HelloFred.fm, have an amazing day on purpose.
You know who else says that? Andrea now. Have an amazing day on purpose.
Well, because she's a big HelloFred listener,
of course. Did you notice that the count went up because I had it on in my car? HelloFred.
We had 20 people listening simultaneously at 12 o'clock this afternoon.
Wow.
That's actually for a streaming radio station in a small town. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love three people. If I know three people are listening, it's fine. 20, I was like, what is going on? That's really cool.
It's catching on, baby.
It's catching on. And thank you very much, brother. I appreciate that. You know, he's now doing video.
I know.
And so you can see that at the Bridge Church on the Godcaster. The video works now in the Godcaster. We got that at work.
Yeah.
Or on HelloFred.fm.
Yes, yes.
And Saturday, I forgot to tell you, Saturday I went over and did the new gear. I sounds really good.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of myself.
Studio is now a full-on studio.
You know, I'm happy. If I ever need a video studio, I got one to use now.
Yeah.
$10. Yeah, here we go. From Timothy Emery.
Did you get Daniel Williams?
Daniel Williams. I'm sorry. Hello. You're right. Are you double checking me on
Yes,
this?
I am.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
$25 from Daniel Williams.
Yes, thank you, Daniel.
No note, but he's a regular. He's a regular. So was Timothy Emery. He sent in two times $5, so we'll count that as 10, and we appreciate you, Timothy. No note, but we'll be happy to read something if you send it. Gene Everett comes in with 10,000 Satoshi, says, boost, boost, boost.
Boost, boost, boost.
He says, oh, by the way, I deleted my X account after getting dragged into the politics and nonsense talk regularly. Realized I still wanted to connect with my No Agenda fam and such. So if you see a new Gene Everett account, it's me.
Oh.
Even me with my NA trained brain, I start arguing and falling for the silly stuff and needed a break. The doctor prescribed me some Curry and the Keeper with a side effect of No Agenda. Appreciate y'all very much. Oh, cheers. How nice is that?
That was really nice. Thank you.
We are happy to be your medicine, brother.
Yes. Anytime. And we're the cure for CK Sad for Donna, too. She redid the art. She sent the art and it says cure for CK Sad. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, mini striper boost there from the OG Salmon Ye.
Oh, Michael?
Yep, he says, young couple, can't wait for the next episode. Just put a meatloaf on the pit boss. Currently trying to select a wine to pair it with. I would love some recommendations. Well, for meatloaf, I recommend Argelais.
Wow, I like that recipe. Meatloaf. You put a meatloaf on the pit boss. Sure, interesting.
Sure, you can do that. Yeah.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah, if you send us the recipe. Send us the recipe, I'll be happy to try it. Share God, share love, and share wine, says Michael. P.S. Thank share you. More episodes. No travel for you.
Oh.
Good luck with that. And another mini striper boost from Sir Brian with an I. Let's see if it's about him, shall we?
Yes.
If any of you happen to listen to a little show called No Agenda and live in the greater Houston area, you'll have an exclusive chance to meet the one and only Sir Brian with an I this Saturday.
Oh, brother.
Don't worry, he says. I'll bring a Sharpie for autographs, I guess. Details at noagendameetups.com. In the evening, y'all. Oops. Where's my in the evening? There it is.
In the evening!
Oh, is there a No Agenda meetup in Houston?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, at least it's about him. Thanks for sending us a boost.
Are
about
we
you.
Surprised? We are not surprised.
Not at all. But we love Sir Brian with
it. We do. He thinks he has another girlfriend. I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay.
Anyway, let's pray for him.
I pray for Sir Brian a lot. Another 6570 from comic strip blogger.
Oh, CSB.
Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Today, I recommend again a podcast. It's Lotus Effect.
Oh.
By Phone Boy and his girlfriend, Phoenix.
Oh.
They don't like us anymore.
They don't like us.
It's nice that he's promoting them.
Yeah.
More info at lotuseffect.show. Poor Phone Boy is still healing after divorce from toxic wife. Stay safe with Jesus. Thank you, comic strip blogger. Bitcoin or whatever data you believe in. Yo, CSB, PS, NVIDIA stock is cheap now. I bought it last week. Stock tips from comic strip blogger.
Hey.
Does it get any better?
We don't give financial advice on the show, though.
We do not, but we'll take it. And then Gene Everett.
Again?
Boosted two more times.
Wow, Gene.
Yeah,
thank you. 33.33
and a 24.68. Mass Metal 33. He says, please see email from Mass Metal. I did not see an email. Hold on a second.
Mass Metal?
Mass Metal. Let me see if we saw it. No, I didn't see one. I don't know what happened. Send that again. It didn't come through, but thank you. Randy Black, 1321.
Oh,
he says,
Randy.
Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. That's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his face to you and give you peace.
Favorite prayers.
I love. After Psalm 121, go straight into Numbers 6:24-26. It's great. Thank you, Randy. We appreciate that.
Yes, Randy. Thank you.
And yet another boost from Gene Everett. 1, 2, 3, 4. He was just boosting like crazy. He's got a boost problem.
No, keep it coming, Gene. Thank you. That was very kind.
Thank you all very much for these wonderful blessings, supporting the show. We really appreciate it. CurryingTheKeeper.com for all the episodes and also for all the other info and fun pictures of us and how to subscribe to the newsletter and what our P.O. box is. And just visit it once in a while just to look at our pictures and go, oh, I like them so much.
It was a picture of Florida on this one, though.
Yes, there was. Yes. Yeah, it was a beautiful picture. Yes, you did a really good job.
I caught that bird. Right in flight. The sunset was beautiful.
Thank you again for supporting Curry and the Keeper.
Yes, thank you. You
know what it's time for? The question of the week.
Oh, here we go. I don't know how you have time to do it, but you did. Another question of the week.
The question of the week.
All right, Tina knows the question. She's got her answer. This is basically a question for me.
So okay. If this is not about... your first little girlfriend, like, what was her name?
Bernie.
I thought it was Bertie.
Bernie.
Okay. Because you were what, 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a girlfriend.
That was my first kiss. That was my first, not my first.
Kiss.
No, it was her birthday party and I gave her a present and all the kids were out and she gave me a kiss for the present. I was like, I didn't expect, because Bernie was cute. I didn't expect it. I think all the kids went, what?
Yeah, but that's not like your first real kiss.
No.
Okay.
No,
so that's my question. Tell me about your very first kiss.
Caroline van Aarsen.
Caroline.
And this is when we were living in the village.
How old were you?
I was 15.
Uh-huh.
And she was 16. Scandalous. Oh. And
were you as tall as you are now?
I was tall for my age.
Uh-huh.
And I think that because we used to hang out near the phone booth. There was only 700 people in this village.
Hung out near the phone booth?
Yeah, the dudes hung out near the phone booth on the corner.
Did you have like cigarettes in your car?
Oh, we were smoking. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Roll up our own cigarettes, smoking, hanging out by the phone booth with our homemade motorcycles and stuff. Like, hey, girl. How you doing, girls?
You thought you were really cool.
I was the youngest. They were like 17, 18. Oh. You know, but at least I had a motorcycle.
And so. You were tall, so they were like.
No, I was a loser, but it's okay. And she was by far the most beautiful girl of the village. I still to this day don't know how this happened. But somehow we got to talking, and I was talking because I was from America. I thought she thought that was interesting. At the time, we were talking about Saturday Night Fever and how much we loved that movie. And I think I went to her house, stood in front of her house and threw pebbles against her window.
You did?
Yeah. And then she came down, and then we went to the church grounds, which is, you know, it's just a very small village. So uh-huh. There's kind of like a little woods there, and we made out. And that was my first real kiss. Yes.
So were you afraid? Like, were you nervous?
No, but she said, I'm sorry about the garlic I ate.
Oh, shit.
And let me tell you, yeah, it was a lot of garlic. Now, later, she, of course, found a boyfriend that was age-appropriate, Ronald Rachers, and he was like 19, and he had, you know, he had a driver's license and everything, so I kind of like, just kind of like got pushed aside.
Oh, and, well, that sounds like a really nice first kiss.
It was. Now, sadly, she died of cancer.
Yes, I remember you telling me.
I was sad about that. She was by far the most beautiful girl of the village. Oh. I still do not know how that happened. I think it was just that I was American and had, you know, I had some vibe about Night Fever. I think I could cite lines from the movie like, hey, let's go dance on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, brother.
I'm Danny. Come on, let's go dance on the Brooklyn Bridge, baby.
Did you do those moves?
Oh, like, yeah, totally. I had moves. I had moves. Yes. How about you, Tina Marie? What, now, do you have anything? Do you have a story as good as that?
No.
No, okay.
No, but I was in seventh grade. So how old are you in seventh grade? 12?
12, yeah, something like that.
And it was Danny Anderson. He was a year younger than
Danny
me.
Danny Anderson.
So I was the older woman,
Danny
too.
Danny Anderson.
Danny Anderson was a wrestler, so he would wrestle on the wrestling team. And I don't remember. I don't remember like how we started liking each other or how we met. But I remember he came over to my house and we were sitting on the stoop on the side of our house. And then he just leaned over and kissed me. And it was like electricity.
Electrified.
It went through my body.
I got chills. It's multiplying.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was so.
I understand.
It was the first time I was ever kissed. And it was just like a sweet little innocent kiss. We didn't make out like you made out. But I was only 12. But it was just, I was really affected by it. And then, so he wrestled. And I could never watch him wrestling because it made me nervous. But I think we dated for about a week.
Oh, wow. Yes. Wow, marathon.
And then I didn't have another boyfriend until freshman year in high school because I was a fat girl.
Were you going steady? Did you have his ring?
No, it wasn't.
His varsity jacket?
Oh, wait, when I was 12 years old?
Oh, I guess not.
No. It was short-lived.
Now, if I may say.
Yes.
When I kiss you, I still get chills. It's multiplying. It's electrifying.
Oh, please.
It's your grease light.
We had the best first kiss, though.
We did.
That was our...
Yes.
First. Last kiss. I don't know. You were probably kissing people.
What did you just say? Our last kiss?
Yeah, our first last kiss. Our last first kiss.
I don't know what you're saying. You might
last first.
How would you just stop it? It was great. I just stopped it. I don't know what you're talking about now, but it's.
It was great, though. It was a good memory.
I've never kissed anyone but you since that first kiss.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
You should. You should.
But that's all. I can't say the same.
Moosh.
That was 10 years ago, baby.
Anyway, my point was,
yeah,
I still get chills and electrifying when I kiss you.
Oh, I love kissing you too.
Yeah.
It's important.
Should you kiss me tonight with my mouth guard?
Yes, I will. And I'll have my frownies on.
Now that's a sight.
That's sexy.
That's a picture for the newsletter. It's coming this week.
I don't
week.
Think so.
Tina Marie.
Yes, baby.
I love you.
I love you too.
And no show next week.
Sorry.
CK sad. But we'll have a lot to talk about after that. See you then, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening.
The curry and the keeper. Yeah, curry and the keeper. Curry and the keeper.